Begin the current daf, Masechtas Neda daf Vav. Begin three lines down at the top of the Amud, but the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. That is, the Gemara had made an inference in the wording of the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said when it was defining this halacha known as Da Yishaita, that there's certain times that it's sufficient for the woman when she sees dam to say that it only happened right now. We're not going to suspect that it happened previously. The wording was that if she was on the bed and busy with Tahiris and she gets up and she finds dam, right now we're going to say there was dam, but not a few moments ago when she was busy on the bed with Tahiris. So the Gemara asks, why mention the bed? Just discuss the Tahiris. That's the whole purpose of the halacha. Said the Gemara, it's coming to infer halacha. Yeah, only specifically by this woman who has a set time to see it. That's when we say that, oh, nothing before, including the bed, is going to be tummy. But if she didn't have a set time, when we then go me'ace li'ace, we say, okay, retroactively, last 24 hours, we are going to suspect that was dam. It's not only going to be regarding the taharas that she was involved in, but the bed will have the same halacha as the mishkev ha'mishav ha'benida to make it that ava tama that a woman that's a nida usually makes it, will say that suspicion will go retroactive. And that supports the halacha of Ziri, who said that same idea. Now that the Gemara had asked in the halacha of Ziri from a brisa, which seemed to indicate that actually, no, the 24-hour period prior, we make her bed like maga'a, like her touch, which her touch actually does not contaminate a person. On that said, Rav, you can't say that. And he said the following kal v'chomer. Says, if an earthenware vessel that's surrounded with a tight lid, the halacha is, it protects whatever is inside of it in the oil hames, it's still not going to protect from the touching of a nida for the last 24 hours. So the mishkev ha'meshav of a woman, of anything, does not get protected in oil hames. It's going to become tameh. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that for sure is not going to protect in the prior 24 hours of a nida? So rather, he reinterpreted the brisa and therefore maintained this interpretation of Ziri. That's how Gemara continues. Says Tanakh said the Rav, where the Braisa supports Rava, and that's what we're saying like Rava, because it actually brings in we bring in the Gemara's discussion this logic of Rava supporting this teaching of Ziri. Braisa says as follows: Haroya dam. Someone sees a woman sees dam. Matama meis lies. That's halacha. But talkmad, it contaminates retroactively in the last 24 hours. We have to suspect that whatever she was dealing with Tyrus, that is going to be tummy in the last 24 hours. Umahi mitama, what does it contaminate? Says the Braisa, and this is what we're supporting, Mishkavus, Umayshavus, we see that it makes her bedding and what she sits on, it's going to make it tummy retroactively. This is the aloha of Ziri, that it's going to work even for Mishkav emotion in the last 24 hours. And so to Eichel Mashkin, food items, beverages, Uklicheres Hamuk of Tzamed Puzzle, or earthenware vessel that's surrounded with a tight seal, which, in other words, what it's coming to say is even a Muk of Tzamed Puzzle, which cannot become tummy inside, because it's tightly sealed, still the nida, even in the last 24 hours, is going to make it tummy with what's called hesed, with making it to move. Which that's a unique halacha of the zav and the nida, which contaminates an earthenware vessel with what's called this hesed, with making it move, because that's a contrast to all other types of tumma. Where the pasuk says, v'klicheres ha-she'igu b'hazav yishaver, the earthenware vessel that the zav will touch, which the equivalent, the Zav is the male version, the Zava and the Nida, we'll have to break the earthenware vessel, which the Braisa teaches in Teres Kanim. So you would think that the Zav will make the earthenware vessel tummy from just touching it on the outside. And that's what the Braisa said, no, it says over here, boy, it says over there in the other pasuk, u'klicheres asher tibrushu boy yishaver, just like over there, it's from its ear space, because the klicheres only comes tummy from its ear space, not from the outside, so it over here, it's from the ear space. But if that's the case, then why is it asher yigu boy? But the ear space of the earthenware vessel, it becomes tummy even without touching, as the Gemara says in Chulnef Chav Da'al Manav, Toichai, inside of it, even though one doesn't touch. Rather, says the Bryce and Teres Kainim, it's coming to teach Halacha that we're alluding to over here, what's a touching that's like the whole thing? That is Hesed, which it's making a move, and that's even from the outside, so even a Klicheres HaMuk of Tzamed Puzzle that cannot become contaminated, because it's only from the inside, and it's tightly sealed, nothing can get inside. Zav and Nida, what we're discussing here, is different because of the Halacha of Hesed. So if she moved, if she caused to move a Klicheres HaMuk of Tzamed Puzzle in the last 24 hours, that's also going to become tummy. Now, however, continues the Braisa, but Ve'enim Mekukelis L'minyana. But her counting of her Nida cycle does not become ruined over here. There are certain situations when if a woman doesn't know when she got her flow of blood, well, now she's messed up in her cycle and being able to count. So that's what the Braisa is saying. No, here, most definitely, we know when she's going to open up her days of Nida, which was right now when we saw the flow. We're saying when the woman has a flow, okay, we see it now, but we have to suspect the last 24 hours. That's what we're saying, but for her calendar, We know that right now is when we're starting, which is 8 days from now. When she saw the flow is when she starts the 11 days of Ziva, which is between the days of Nida, which is 7, and then 11. Because that's what the Brayer is coming to say, that the Rabbanon did not make this gezeira of the last 24 hours only for the laws of Tahiris. But regarding the laws of stains, which according to the Girsa of Rashi, as the Bach points out, is going in this part of the stains. But the thing is that we're not going to remove, and that we're going to say that she's going to count to 7 days right now, and then she's going to go to immerse in the mikvah. That starts right now when we see the flow, which is from 7 days from now. And that's what the Brice is saying over here. It doesn't ruin her counting. And so to Veinu Matamas Boilam Afrei, it's not going to make, where there's a unique halacha, a man who had relations with Anida, more than just touching Anida, that he has the same tumma as Anida herself for 7 days, he's not going to get that tumma retroactive if he had relations with her the last 24 hours, only for the laws of Tyrus. Now, Kiva, I mean, he disagrees on that point. He says, no, Matamas Boilam. This 24 hours, actually, if someone had relations, will make him tumma like he had be with Anida. But he still agrees, but Veinu Moina El Mashal Sharasa, she only counts her calendar from the time that she sees the flow. We don't count for the prior 24 hours. We're suspecting for it, but that doesn't change the calendar. Now, continues the Braisa. Haroya Kesem, if a woman sees a stain, she doesn't see a flow, but she sees in her garment, she sees blood. So then, Metama L'mafreya, so then that's going to contaminate retroactive up until when this cloth was last washed, because they would wash it before they would wear it. So, okay, so then they know from then it was okay, but from that point onward we have that suspicion, so it's going to make it tame. And says the Braisa, "Mayim tame, and what's it going to be contaminating up until last we know that we washed this garment? Is oichel namashkin, is food items and beverages, mishkavos and mishavos, beds and chairs that she sat on, uklicheres hamukav tamed pasul, even the earthenware vessel which was surrounded with a tight seal that she caused to move, umukukelis l'minyana." And here, it's actually more severe than what we said regarding a flow when she finds a stain. Here it's actually going to ruin her calendar, meaning she loses the opening of days of Anida, because had she known the day of when she had the flow, so like we said, she would start the count, which she would count 7 days. And if she would see after the 7 days, which is in the days of Ziva, so then she becomes what's called a Shemeris Yom. During those 11 days, after the days of Nida, if she made it through, then it's called a Shemeris Yom. You count that day and then you're back Tar again. If you see 3 days during those days, then you become a Zava. But now she doesn't know the day of the flow. She doesn't know when to start the counting and what's going to be the 11 days between the Nida. That's what's called a woman that made a mistake. And that's what elsewhere Mishnayos talk about what to do to try to recover the situation, because she's totally lost. She doesn't know what day she is. She's Nida, Zava. They have different halachas. One you could see Dam during the 7 days, one you can't, and so on and so forth. Different types of halacha. Here she just finds a stain. She has no clue when she started the flow. So then that ruins her calendar. And Matamas Bayula, and so is it going to make the one who had relations with her tummy. And that's a discussion, and if that's talking about prior or from here and on, which would that make a difference between the two different opinions we mentioned before. However, the counting only starts from the time of when she sees the flow. That is, although we're concerned here that we don't know her counting in regards to what day she's in, but her actual counting saying, okay, days that were clean, that starts from right now when we see that when she actually has a flow. Now, continues the Braisa, Bezev is a toilin. Now, both halachas that we spoke about here in this Braisa, one regarding a flow and one regarding a stain, the halachas that we're saying that, okay, retroactive, we have to be concerned the last 24 hours at this tumma, and the question is regarding the parameters of that, that's what the Braisa discussed, but the halacha is that toilet suspended, meaning lo'ichim lo'y surfin. We don't eat those things that were tahiris, but we don't burn them either. It's not a definitive tumma, but it's one that we have to suspect. So, says the Gemara, that's a Braisa, as we started off the Braisa, that supports this halach of Rava, which was this halach of Ziri, that we see retroactive, the halach of Tama of Me'es Le'es, of the Nida, is even for Mishkabas and Mishabas to make it Tame. So, ask the Gemara, so then V'Rava, that it was so obvious to him, as we mentioned in the previous staff, the halach of the earthenware vessel, which was Mukav Tzamed Pasel, that he said that it's going to be Tame by Nida Me'es Le'es from the last 24 hours, and that's where he brought support to the halach of Ziri, to say that, okay, most definitely Mishkavis, you're going to have Me'es Le'es from the halach of Klicheres, because Klicheres is more severe in the sense of it protects the Oil Mason, and Mishkavis and Mishabas don't, and there it's going to come Tame from Nida for sure over here. So that's the Gemara's question. Why was it so obvious to Rava, the halacha of Klicheres, that it's going to become Tamei Me'es Le'es, mon halacha of Mishka V'Maisha? And that is as the Gemara explains. Ish Mile Masnita, if he knew this Braisa that we just quoted, which said that the halacha of Tumas Nida in the last 24 hours that we have to suspect applies to Kli Cheres, to Lema Masnita. Then let him say the Brice itself, which mentions the other halacha that he was discussing, which talks about Mishkabes and Mishavas too, which we said supports Rava. But don't bring a logic then. He was supporting Ziri. He says, no, it's a Kabo Chaymer. If it's going to be Tamim from Kli Cheres, Mukav Tamim Pasol, for sure by Mishkabes and Mishavas. How do you know Kli Cheres? You know from the Brisa? The Brisa itself says Mishkafes and Mishabes. Viloishmi Lemasnita, and if you didn't hear the Brisa, then Kavochem and Noli. How does he know it's Kavochem from Kli Cheres? How do you know Kli Cheres is also going to be Tameis Lies? Says Gimeloishmi Lemasnita. The truth is, he knew this Brisa. Now, Vimasnita, but if he would try to support Ziri's halacha directly from the Brisa, which talks about Mishkafes and Mishabes, says the Gemara Havamina, I would have said that this that the Braisa mentions that the Tum of Nidim is going to be for Mishkavis for her bedding, that's either Oy Adam, which it says Mishkavis for Shabbos is so therefore that would be Mitame Begadim, that would be Mitame Adam Latame Begadim. The problem with that is that I would have thought to say Oy Adam my Begadim. Not that it contaminates a person to then contaminate his own garments. It would mean either a person or garments. But regarding a person and his garments, that the person should contaminate his own garments that didn't even touch the bedding, actually that I would say, loy, that wouldn't apply. And therefore you have to